Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11343. The application of Sandra D. Freiling. Site is located south of Route 20, also known as Concord Road, 300 feet east of Nanticoke Circle, and being Lot 4 in Nanticoke Acres Annex subdivision, identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 132, Map 2, Parcel 234, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. For the benefit of the record, there were no letters received in support or in opposition, and no mail returns. The applicants are more specifically requesting a 3/10 foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for an undersized lot for the dwelling, and requesting a 5.8-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for an accessory building labeled to be a workshop and a carport.
Thank you, Mr. Lane. Okay.
Is that wrong?
That's wrong. We only need a 5.8 variance. One.
We'll get to that in a minute. Okay. First off,
Sandra Freiling.
And what's your address?
806 Rose Tree Lane, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Patricia Hampstead, 412 North Phillips Street, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
The reference to the 0.3-foot variance clarifies the setback on one corner of the house. It clears it up for the purpose of compliance.
Would you repeat that, please?
The variance of 0.3 foot clarifies the corner of the house that's 9.7 foot instead of 10. It just makes it into compliance. Okay. It clears the record.
We weren't aware of that, so.
Okay. We picked it up when we did the application.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We are sisters. We have recently inherited a house from our parents. They were the sole owners. They bought the house in 1951, and they were the only ones that have ever lived there. We have sold the property. When we sold the property, the survey was done, and it became clear that we were not in compliance with the shed that our father built in the backyard.
30-some years ago.
We think he built it approximately 1984, which would be 30-some years ago. The building is 4.2 from the fence. To the left of the building, there are no other buildings at all. It's a neighborhood, Nanticoke Acres Annex, if you're familiar with that area. And you look to the left of the building, there are no other buildings in any of the neighbor's yards. To the right, approximately 60 feet is an addition to the neighbor's house in the backyard. And as you go to the rear of the shed, that's not in compliance. When you look to the rear of it, it's approximately 120 feet to the neighbor's house. The unique circumstance for us is that we inherited, we didn't know it was not in compliance, we had no idea. The people who bought it, exceptional, want it to stay. They do not want it to be torn down. It was their intention to use the carport to park their car. And the carport, that's the only access to the backyard on that side where the carport is. And that does line up with the driveway. So that makes that a reasonable use of the property.
I don't know. I guess I was supposed to make copies of this, but that's what the shed is, and the carport's over here. There's a 4-point.
Send it down, ma'am, to give it to the secretary.
I'll pass it down for you. We're just going to keep your picture.
Yeah, fine. There's a walkway down the side of the shed here, 4.2 feet.
Because the shed has been there for 30-some years, it doesn't change the neighborhood. There have been three people living next to my parents when they were there. Right now, the house next to them is actually vacant. We don't know what's going to become of that house. It's been vacant for over a year. It won't be detrimental to the public at all. It is in the backyard. You can't see it from the front yard unless you look right down there, and the picture will verify that.
The you call on the carport, is this the carport, or is this just...
That's it.
That's like a, is it like a garage.
It's not a garage.
It's a shed where Dad did his wood crafts.
It was open, and he didn't have sides and a back on it, and then years later, he put the sides and the back on it.
Can you drive through it?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Uh-uh.
You could, but we wouldn't recommend it.
So you got a hole in your house.
Yeah. That is the shed. That's not the house.
Gotcha.
It appears to be attached, but it's not.
Well,
if you're looking at the shed, not the house in front of it.
House
right.
is
the shed.
Up. That is just the shed. The house is in front of it.
Looks like a garage on the shed. Carport's actually enclosed at the back side, right?
Yes, it is.
It is now, yeah.
It's a garage on the shed.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't have a door, so they called it.
Right.
The surveyor called it a carport.
Right.
Okay.
Well, he had a 72 classic Chevy, and that's what he kept in there. That was his pride and joy. He just wanted to keep it covered up.
Was it an Impala?
No.
Well, the deal was going
SS.
To be made right here tonight.
Yeah.
Didn't
they get the back room?
Where's
the car now? It's my house.
Obviously not in the shed by this picture.
No, really.
So just a clear up question I have, just looking at the survey. This isn't used as a dwelling of any sort, right?
Oh, no. It's a workshop. He made furniture and stuff out there.
Okay.
I don't know what the new people will do. We've already had settlement, and, I have no idea what they're going to do with it.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because on the survey, it refers to it as a one-story dwelling, so I wanted to make sure that
That's the house in the front. It's the one.
Well, there's two one-story dwellings.
That was correct.
Survey.
That was an error by the surveyor, and he clarified it.
I got you.
He also said there's two carports on that shed, and there's like a lean-to in the back.
I'm looking
but
at
it's
the,
not
the,
a
the,
second,
the second one. The
it's
first
where
one.
You put his lawnmower.
I got you.
The first survey showed it to be a second dwelling.
Yeah.
Okay. Two carports, and the
that's
second
how easy they can get
survey
it
showed it to be a workshop.
Yeah.
Right. There's no kitchen or anything like that.
Oh, no. No bathroom, no nothing.
I just want to make sure the record is clear on that.
Yeah.
Thank you. And
you said
you've sold it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When did it go to settlement?
January 10th, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ms. Carmine did the settlement.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Okay, now, are there any further questions from the members of the board? Mr. Mike? Yeah. Any questions, Mr. Mike?
No, I'll just clarify what I said earlier. That they stated the house was built in 1950.
1951.
My statement was we put down a three-foot variance from the dwelling, or 0.3-foot variance from the dwelling to be 9.7. Just to clarify the record, it really could be considered non-conforming. But we didn't know if there's any additions made to the house, so we threw that in just to clarify it for compliance.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Moon. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me. Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,343. As the applicant has testified, you inherited the violation. You sold the violation.
We sold the violation.
And you're trying to correct the
and
violation.
And we're trying not to have to rip off the violation.
Gotcha. And I think you've addressed the standards for granting a variance.
Thank you.
So there is a uniqueness to the property of the 80-foot wide property. Also, that's pretty... So I said narrow. The variance is necessary and reasonable use of the property, and an unnecessary hardship definitely has not been created by the applicant.
Mm-mm.
Is their daddy.
Their daddy.
And a variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is minimum that will afford relief. Okay, I have a second to that motion. Excuse me.
Okay,
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, and a second by Mr. Workman. that we approve case number 11,343. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,343 is
Thank
approved.
Thank you. Thank you immensely.